tonight we're going to continue with the paragraph of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, which is really the paragraph of the Machlokas ben Zoma and Chachamim, whether there is a mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every single night or not. Olam Hazeh versus Limos HaMashiach. And as we've been doing, we're gonna read the text of the Haggadah, and then we're going to learn the approach, both the questions and then the approach of the Masa Nisim, which is the Parish on the Haggadah, written by Rabbi Yaakov Loberbaum of Lisa, who is the otherwise known as either the Nesivos HaMishpat or the Chavos Das, two of the most important halachic commentaries on Choshen Mishpat and Yoredeya, respectively. Also wrote many commentaries on Nach as well. So just to, so we have, we're familiar with the text of the Haggadah. I'm Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah states, Hare ani kiven shivim shana. I am like, it is as if I'm 70 years old. Lo zachisi shetiamer yetzias mitzrayim balelos ad shedrasha ben zoma. And I could not understand why one should have to mention yetzias mitzrayim at night until ben zoma came along and made the following drasha. Shenamar, l'man tizkoras yom tizcham eretz mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha. So that you will remember the day that you left Egypt all of the days of your life. Yemei chayecha hayamim. If I just said yemei chayecha, it would refer just to the days. Kol yemei chayecha, that extra word of kol, refers to halelos. Chachamim omrim, the chachamim debate and say, yemei chayecha ha'olam hazeh. Yemei chayecha, without the word kol, would have just meant in the current days. Kol yemei chayecha lahavi limos ha-mashiach. Even when Mashiach comes, even la'asid lavo, we will still remember. We will still remember Mashiach. Okay, so again, we have this machlokas. If you go to the next section is just a list of questions. It's very nice, as we've been mentioning, that the Nesivos HaMishpat, the way he does it, it's very systematic. He starts off with his questions, then he gets to the answers, and then we have to make sure that we tied up all the questions. It was one of them where we weren't sure exactly if he answered all the questions, but we're gonna make sure. So he starts off with the questions, and again, these are not an exhaustive list of questions, but at least three that will get us thinking. First question. In Kavanas HaMagid, this is next to Aleph, if the intention of the Baal HaHaggadah is Lahavi Raya Shemaskirin Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos, if the intention of the Baal HaHaggadah is to bring a proof that we generally are supposed to mention and remember Yetzias Mitzrayim at night, Lama Lohevi HaMishnah Desof Perek Kama Debrachos, why did he not bring a different Mishnah, the Mishnah at the end of the first Perek of Brachos, Kitzurasa, you know, in its original form, Shetanakama Amar Maskirin Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos, where the Tanakama, the first opinion in the Mishnah, mentions that you're supposed to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos. So why this particular machlokas? Why this particular repetition of this debate when there's another way you could have said it? Okay, fine. It's like a interesting question, a textual question, or a source question. B is the second question. Ma inyan davar zela sipor shana misaprin balel zeh. So oftentimes, again, when we're reading through, okay, so we say, oh, it makes a lot of sense that we read this paragraph, we read about this machlokas on Leil HaSeder, because what are we doing on Leil HaSeder? We're remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. But as we know, this paragraph is maybe referring to something a little bit different than what we're doing on the night of the Seder. This question, the machlokas between Ben Zoma and the Chachamim, is about every single night of the year. It has nothing to do with the Seder night in particular. So why are we mentioning, again, this idea of whether or not we're supposed to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, whether we're supposed to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim on every single night of the year, what relevance does that have to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Again, touching on the topic of, there may be two different mitzvos, two different ideas. One is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is a mitzvah on Leil Pesach, and then the mitzvah Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is relevant every single night of the year. Part of Kriyat Shema, in the third paragraph, that's generally how we're Yotzei it, the Rambam only counts a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, does not count a separate mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim on every other night of the year. The classic answer that's given for the Rambam is because he thinks that's just part of the commandment of Kriyat Shema. He thinks it's part of the commandment of Kriyat Shema. But basically the point is we have two different ideas. We have this thing that we do the entire year, and then we have the thing that we do on Leil HaSeder. And why are we bringing in a debate about what we do the entire year when on the Seder night, okay, we're doing something different? It's Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's not Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. The third question is Lama Hevi Divrei Chachamim Kevan She'in Rayasa Rak Midivrei Ben Zoma. Why does the Baal HaHaggadah bring a machlokas between Ben Zoma and the Chachamim? Because only Ben Zoma thinks that you actually remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, that there's an obligation to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every single night. The Chachamim, on the other hand, say no. There is no obligation, that's at least the assumption that he's making, there's no obligation to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim every single night. Every single night. So again, if we have to like categorize these questions, and there are other questions definitely as well, I would venture to say that the middle question, the second question, is kind of like the core question, meaning what exactly is the relevance of this to the night of the Seder? Again, the night of the Seder, where we're trying to view ourselves as if we left Egypt, we're retelling the entire story, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, what relevance does Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, where we just mention the fact, we remember the fact, you know, in a very quick way, that Hashem took us out of Egypt, what relevance does that have to this? And then you have two kind of side questions which relate to that as well. Why did it not bring the Mishnah in Maseches Brachos? And number two, why do we mention the Chachamim at all? Okay. So the Nesivos HaMishpat explains. It says, Uveyishuv Zen Ne'amar. To answer these questions and to resolve all these issues, I will say the following. Ki Nei Yesh Lehipale B'Divrei Chachamim She'amru She'in Maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Layla. We have to ask a question, meaning we know that Ben Zoma is the Raya, Ben Zoma is the proof that we do remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every single night. But for the Chachamim, as we mentioned, the Chachamim don't think that. So why is it that the Chachamim don't think that we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at night? Al-Karchach Svirle, De'Gula Me'orta, Lo'Have, Velo Chashiva. That Ge'ula Me'orta, that the redemption, Me'orta, from the nighttime, Lo'Have, did not happen, Velo Chashiva, and anything that had happened up to that point does not have the Chashivas, does not have the importance of being the full Ge'ula, and therefore, it makes sense not to mention it at night. Meaning, it's a question of when did the actual Yetzias Mitzrayim happen? So the final step of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Dafka, happened not at night, after the nighttime. So why is it? So that explains the Chachamim why, in fact, we would not mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at night. Because if you're trying to think of an appropriate time to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim all year round, so mention it when it happened. Chachamim are saying, when did it actually happen? When was it complete? It was complete in the morning, not at night, and therefore we don't mention it at nighttime. Zvim Kain, Kasha, Kevan Diyishlo Shte Mitzvos Yetzias Mitzrayim, Dehainu Haskaras Yetzias Mitzrayim Shebechol Yom Vayom, Da Mitzvah Hashniya Hasipor Shehu Balayla Hazeh. So what comes out in a very interesting way and weird way for the Chachamim is that on a daily basis, when is there a mitzvah to say, to remember Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? During the day, not at night, because it didn't happen at night. But on Leil HaSeder, when is the mitzvah? At nighttime. So what we do the entire year is actually incongruous with what we do on Seder night. So how does that make sense? And then we ask the question, and again, he's using a little bit of a literary flourish here, as far as the text of the Haggadah goes, in Cain, ma nishtana mitzvahs ha-sipor mi mitzvahs ha-zechira. What is the difference between this mitzvah of Sipor, which for the Chachamim we daft to do at night, even though the Chachamim don't think that the main miracle happened at night, that we generally mention, we do not generally mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at night, but this night we specifically do. Why is there a difference? Shezchira hi dafka bayom. Again, as we know, the zechira, as we mentioned, the chacham is dafka during the day. L'divrei chachamim, according to the chachamim, v'asipor hu balayla dafka. Hakevan tegula meorta lohave ki amar hasam brachos haya lo lios hasipor gam kein bayom. Meaning, when should we have our seder? So we shouldn't have it at night. Have it in the morning when the actual Yetzias Mitzrayim really happened. And then go the entire day daven. And then go the entire day. So what's going on here for the Chachamim? So he continues and says, "V'lachein nira." Therefore, it appears, "Dineh hazachira b'neis echad tadir nira kignus v'kitzer b'shvach habisparach." He comes back to make a general point. If we are constantly remembering, constantly recognizing one miracle that Kadosh Baruch Hu did for us, in a way, what that could appear like is that we are limiting Hashem's praise. It's a way, a certain like disgrace to Hashem. Like they're only mentioning this one thing. They're always, every single day, just mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. Gives a mashal, the nimshal azeh, be'echad shalakach yasom l'soch beso, someone who brings in an orphan into their home to take care of them, u'ma'achilo, u'ma'ashkehu, megadlehu, gives the orphan food to drink, and food and drink, and raises this child. And every single day, this person is doing new levels of kindness, new things for this child. And what does this orphan child, who now was taken in, go along? What does he go along and do? What does he do? He goes around saying one thing that his adopted parents now have been doing for him. Meaning, they're doing everything. They're doing all these chasadim for this child, and the child only mentions one thing ever. Always it's that one, the fact that they got me this outfit of clothing, that's the only thing that's ever mentioned. The only public things that's ever given is this one thing. And he says, "Bevada yichos ha-balabayis alav." This is going to hurt. It's going to make the balabayis, it's going to make the adopted parents angry. Because if they're so just focused on this one thing, everyone's going to think, oh, this is the one nice thing that the parents ever did for this child. The only thing they're ever mentioning is this one praise. Mikol shekein, how much more so? When it comes to Hashem, she'osalanu nisim v'niflaos tamid, who does miracles for us constantly, adin cheker, to a point that we can't even understand. Uviladav nisav v'niflaosav lo hayinu yicholun leskayim afilu sha'achas, that without Hakadosh Baruch Hu, all of those miracles that He performs for us, we'd not be able to stand even for one moment. She'azvadai kishemesaprim nes echad tadir. Even more so for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose kindness and the miracles that He does for us are limitless, are endless. So when we focus in on one of those miracles, how much more so does that look like we're essentially kind of defaming or limiting Hashem's praise? It appears like you're completing, you're finishing the praise of the Master. Meaning, there's limitless, there's endless. Every single moment you should have something else to praise Hashem about. And by just mentioning one thing over and over again, you seem to be limiting Hashem. And again, you're shortening and kind of viewing as not so great all the amazing tovos that Hashem does for us. Amnam, however, hasipor v'sha shenase hanis v'aday ra'oi v'nachon kasher nischayavnu b'nisa d'achashverosh l'saper oso b'yom shenase hanis. However, remembering on the anniversary of a miracle, that is very obviously, it's appropriate every single year to go back to that. Similarly to the miracle that happened with Achashverosh, meaning Purim, that miracle, of course, it makes sense that we get back to Purim every year and we mention that. It's not, it never gets old to say, oh, I'm coming back to this time of year. As I'll mention in just a couple of moments, I come back to this place where a miracle happened to me. I make this bracha of Shasad Li Nis B'Makom Hazeh. That, of course, makes a lot of sense. That, of course, makes a lot of sense. It says, but for that miracle, for Purim and other miracles like it, just because once a year, when we get back to that time period, or when we return to a specific place where a miracle happened to us, we make a bracha, there's no commandment to remember that the entire year. Purim is a day. There's not the rest of the year, even though, yes, the themes are relevant, but there isn't a constant idea of having to remember and what happened to us on Purim and the miracles that happened to us on Purim. It says, when you return to a place that a miracle happened to you, and again, basically just driving home this point that just the constant recognition of one miracle, again, is like you're limiting Hashem. It's you're limiting what Hashem does for us. You're hyper-focused on this one thing. But really, again, everything is equally Hashem, splitting the sea, taking us out of Mitzrayim, is as easy for Hashem as anything else. And therefore, by playing this up, it in a way limits Hashem. It says, V'chein be'archeinu halo kama pa'amim hetzlenu mimavis l'chayim v'yoser ra'oi l'shevach me'al nes shme'avdos l'cheres. And one more question that he even throws in there, this is the Gemara that relates to Hallel on Purim. Why do we say Hallel on Pesach and not on Purim? So one of the kind of questions on, well, one of the questions on that disparity is that it's really a question or kind of a proof that on Pesach we were saved from Avdos L'Cheiros, from servitude to freedom, and we say Hallel Lo Kol Shekein even more so on Pesach, on Purim, where we were saved from being killed to living. Then of course we should say Hallel. So he's asking that here. Not only does it not make sense to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim constantly, because isn't that, again, being hyper-focused on one thing when Hashem does so much more for us than just Yetzias Mitzrayim? And number two, if there was something that we were going to mention all the time, so pick the biggest miracle. Pick Purim. Purim was a much greater miracle in a certain sense than Yetzias Mitzrayim was. The stakes were seemingly, at face value, life and death is much bigger than servitude and being free. So what exactly is going on here? Why are we mentioning, again, Yetzias Mitzrayim on a constant level? What are we doing the night of the Seder? How does all of this relate to each other? And he says as follows, if you turn the page. He says, Al kein tzarech lomar. Therefore, we have to say, she'ikr malas yitzias Mitzrayim, that the main mala, the main value, in a certain sense, of yitzias Mitzrayim, hu sheba'oso pa'am lakach osanu la'am lo yisparach. That the ikr part of yitzias Mitzrayim was not the fact that we were taken out from under the thumb of Paro in Egypt, but rather that Hashem took us for himself as a nation, that he chose us. Again, consistent with the themes that he was speaking about in previous paragraphs also. One of the key part of Yetzias Mitzrayim is that he took us out to be his nation. Not just Me'avdos L'cheiros, not just Mimisa L'chaim, but now we're his. V'zeh ha'gorim l'chol ha'nisim she'asa v'she'yasa imanu. And that fact, meaning the fact that Hashem took us out and chose us to be his nation, that fact is what continues to guarantee and cause Hashem to perform miracles for us. Every miracle that has happened since Yetzias Mitzrayim and every miracle that will happen in the future is only because of our status as the chosen nation, which happened, we achieved that status in Mitzrayim. Kmashkasa bepiska de avadim hayinu. As we mentioned in the paragraph avadim hayinu, it's on the Spotify. If you haven't seen it, you can go back to that. Ki ein anachnu ru'uyim l'shum nes, rak l'ma'ano hu oseh. Because ultimately, we're not really deserving of any miracles, the Jewish people. Rather, why does Hashem perform miracles for the Jewish people? L'man nohu osa. It's for his sake. Why is it for his sake? Why does he care? L'man chilul kivodo yisbarach. Shelo yomru ayye elokehem. As he said in the paragraph of Avadim Hayinu, Hashem makes it very clear in Yetzias Mitzrayim. When he takes us out openly, it's clear to everyone that Hashem chooses us, that we are his chosen nation. And therefore, whatever happens to us is a direct reflection on kavod shamayim. The Jewish people are not doing well. So people, that is a chilul Hashem in the world. That is a chilul Hashem in the world. The Jewish people, the chosen nation, look like they're downtrodden, look like they're oppressed. That is a chilul Hashem in the world. And the reason why Hashem performs miracles for us and guarantees miracles for us is because he set it up that he chose us in an incontrovertible way. Everybody knows that we are his chosen people. He threw in his kind of honor with our destiny. And that's why Hashem performs miracles for us. He wants to make sure that nobody can say, Ayye Elokehem, where is your God? That out of all of the amazing things that Hashem does for us, the greatest thing Hashem ever did for us was take us to be his nation. If we're talking about, oh, but doesn't Hashem do things for us constantly? Why would we mention this over any other good thing that Hashem did for us? This is the greatest thing Hashem ever did for us. The consequences of this, the zchus and the merit that comes out of this, is unparalleled to anything else. V'zer ro'i l'zochro tamid. When we're saying, oh, why do we mention just one thing always? Hashem does limitless things for us. Yeah, but everything stems from this idea. Everything stems from the fact that Hashem chose us to be his nation. That is the greatest good that Hashem ever did for us, and all of the good that comes to us nowadays and since then is only a byproduct of that decision. V'zeh kavanas hashas. And this is the kavana of the Gemara. V'masha amru d'geula ma'alya lo havei mu'orta. D'hainrush lo nigmar hakinyan lo yisbarach imanu ad safra. Why do we say that the miracle wasn't really so completed or so noteworthy at night, meaning only once the morning came, because only once the morning came did they really go out of Egypt, and when they went out of Egypt, that's when they really became, according to the Chachamim, that's when they became Hashem's chosen nation. So v'lazeh savri, Chachamim, and therefore the Chachamim think, bringing it around to, again, the initial questions, d'lo niskan lizchor Yetzias Mitzrayim rak b'tzafra, the only time we mention and remember Yetzias Mitzrayim on a daily basis is in the morning. Safra is morning in Aramaic, and Orta is night. Lahoros, what does that show? Ki ikr hakinyan nigmar biyom. That the main kinyan, the main acquisition of Hashem acquiring us as his nation, happened during the day. When the total geula finally occurred. Valhasipor, but the story, shu sipor hanisim hu balayla. But on Seder night, why do we say this at nighttime? Meaning, in theory, then we should have the Haggadah in the morning. Because the nighttime was as the miracle was happening. It was as the experience was happening. And that idea, that reliving of the miracle, it's not about the critical moment of, okay, well, when is it shaykh to thank Hashem for this or to remember the completion of this miracle? Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is feeling as if you left. And therefore, you're supposed to perform that mitzvah, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, at the time that the miracles were actually occurring, as it was going on. I don't wait till the morning when it actually happened, and that's the first time I can do it. I have to do it as it was happening. Uben Zoma Sover, Ben Zoma argues, and it's the opinion that we seemingly paskin like, the Af Meorta Havi Geula Velazer Roi Lezocher Ogam Belaila, that even as of nighttime, it was already, the Geula was already there, and Velazer Roi Lezocher Ogam Belaila, and therefore it is fit to mention that also at night. Just to maybe even add a little bit of color to that idea, it's very interesting, we mentioned this last time for a moment at the very end, it's very interesting that all of the mitzvos of Seder night are meant to be done when? Before Chatzos. When did a lot of the things happen? Chatzos and onward. I mean, that's when Matzah Bechoros happened. Everything, the whole story kind of happened after when we have to finish our Seder Bayim. The question is why is it? It's kind of related to this question a little bit. Maybe what's behind Ben Zoma, just for a moment, how it relates also to this idea of that we're celebrating Hashem picking us and choosing us as a nation. There were two kind of different steps. There were two different steps of Yetzias Mitzrayim. One step, we're told, and there's a nesach in Tefillah, I'm just forgetting the actual nesach and how it mentions two different parts. One of the freedoms that we experienced in Mitzrayim was spiritual freedom. And with that being chosen as a nation. When did that happen? So that happens with what part of the Geula? That happens with Karban Pesach. With the Jewish people deciding to perform those first mitzvos, with them, again, shechting the gods of the Egyptians openly by offering them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the next part of it was, in a way, the part that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did kind of all by himself. For us to leave Egypt, we didn't have to do anything. We didn't have to fight. There was no battle. Hashem kind of just set it up. He did Makas Choros. The Egyptians send us out immediately after that. So what might Ben Zoma be saying? Why do we celebrate at night even though the total freedom didn't happen until the day? So maybe he's focusing in on that the Ikar Geula, the Ikar freedom, or the Ikar miracle that happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim was our being able to perform the Karban Pesach. To be able to perform the Karban Pesach. The spiritual freedom, the part that showed that Hashem was choosing us and that we were choosing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe that's why Ben Zoma specifically mentions that idea as well. So, to continue and to finish, it says, Nimsa, Mimachlokas Ben Zoma v'Chachamim. We see from this debate between Ben Zoma and Chachamim, Mimasha Halcha k'Ben Zoma, and that which we follow, which is the opinion of Ben Zoma, that through all the miracles that happened in Mitzrayim, that basically made for us an eternal redemption, something that was irreversible. Up to the point where every single miracle that happened in the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we could say Kilo Olam Chasdo. It wasn't just a miracle that happened for that specific moment. It wasn't just a small thing here and there. It was something that was eternal. The Kivan Shekol Neis Venes, Shehaya Bo, Gam Kein Tova, Lanu, Chova Kol Adam Liros Atzmo Kilu, Kol Neis Venes, Nasa Lo Ba'atzmo. That because each miracle that happened in Mitzrayim has eternal relevance, it's not just something that was part of the show that was happening in Mitzrayim, rather is something that still resonates nowadays for us. So every single person has to themselves view themselves and feel as if, not just that we left Egypt, but that as if every single one of those miracles happened to us. As we say that a person is obligated to view themselves as if they left Egypt. Ben Zoma, part of his opinion, is that you don't have to wait till the Jewish people were totally freed in order to appreciate what was going on here. Every single step of the Yetzias Mitzrayim story, every single miracle, one after the other, was something that was leading to our being chosen as a nation, the ultimate tova, the best thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever did for us, and something that still is relevant, both on every single miracle that has happened to us, or everything that Hashem does for us until now, comes from the source of Him choosing us as His nation. And I think this is just an incredibly beautiful idea. Just to wrap up some of the questions and just to emphasize the relationship between Yetzias Mitzrayim, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Again, this is not the type of holiday where we celebrate one day and then the rest of the year we're kind of totally separate from it. This is the one holiday, which in a very interesting way, we have, again, this one kind of highlight, this night of the Seder, and then we have follow-up. Every single day, including on Pesach, we have Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what are we trying to accomplish on the night of the Seder, and then how is that supposed to inform every single other day of the entire year? So on the night of the Seder, as we're going through the entire story, we're viewing ourselves as if those miracles happened to us, not just because, wow, if I would have been there, then I would have been blown away by all the miracles happening, but because those miracles have relevance to me right now. Those miracles, each of them show that Hashem was choosing us as a people. Just to repeat the line that he said in Avadim Hayinu, why did Hashem take us out in an obvious way? Again, we just came off of Purim. Hashem could have done it behester upon him. Hashem could have done it in a hidden way. Hashem did everything openly, in a very grand, magnanimous way, because he wanted everyone to see. I'm choosing them. Have no doubt about it. Don't think it was your own idea to send them out. Don't think, you know, there was any other thing. It was just these random miracles. Everything here, every single little miracle here, is in order to show that these are my people. That these are my people. And what we're supposed to do on Seder night, again, is not just I'm trying to imagine what it would have been like to see these makos happening. And to just be awestruck by Hashem's performing all these miracles. Yes, there certainly is that idea also. But the reason why I'm supposed to see myself as if I left Egypt is because those miracles have direct relevance to me right now. What I am and who I am and the people that I'm a part of are directly influenced and continue to be influenced by the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, on the night of the Seder, we're saying it at night, even though the Jewish people didn't leave till the next day. The reason why we're starting that night is because we're trying to get into the mindset of, wow, every single one of these miracles, every single one of these things, we're going to spend not time tonight, but spend some time on Dayenu. At Dayenu, we see every single step. There's every single one of those steps would have been worthy in and of itself, even if we didn't have the next step, even if we didn't have the Torah and Eretz Yisrael. Every single one of those steps contributed in an important and necessary way to our leaving Mitzrayim. And then the goal of that experience is then supposed to bleed over into Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, what we're doing the rest of the year. Now, the rest of the year, why do we just keep on mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim all the time? Every single day, in Kiddush, on Shabbos, and Yontif, all the time we're mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the point is it's not just it was a good question that we asked. Why not Purim? Why not mention other things? Why mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim all the time? And the constant recognition of Yetzias Mitzrayim, again, which is bolstered by our experience at the Seder, is that this is the miracle that is the way is greater than all other miracles. Not just, again, Hashem can do everything equally easily. It's not about how great or how, you know, spectacular the miracle was. Hashem can do anything. Hashem created the world. That's a much greater miracle than, you know, splitting the sea. But the reason why we mention it every single day is because this is the miracle that was not just, again, to make a show, but was to show everybody and us that we were Hashem's chosen nation, that everything that comes to us since that point comes from those nisim, from those miracles, from that choosing of us as a people. And I think this is like a very powerful, you know, theme, and that, again, he's been emphasizing now multiple times. If you weren't here for the previous ones, you can check out those shiurim. They're posted as well. But this theme of one of the major themes of Pesach night is the feeling of chosenness. Is the recognition of Hashem, specifically Mitzrayim, making sure everybody in the world knew. Everybody in the world knows, these are my people. These are my people, I chose them, there's no mistake about it. It's not a Purim story where maybe you could think, it's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. These are my people, and there's impacts to that. Every single Tova, every single thing that Hashem does for us that is good ever since then is a byproduct or is a continuation of that choosing of us as a people. And in thinking about, again, not just this, and I think this is a very powerful paragraph. In thinking about the Seder night, again, we're not thinking about a one-night experience. We're thinking about something that is meant to impact every single day of our lives, and specifically something that we do twice a day. In Kriya Shema, at least twice a day, we're mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. And every single time we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's not just Pesach. Sometimes I feel a little bit weird when we get up to the parshios of Shmos, Vayir, Bo, B'Shalach. It's like, it feels weird to really delve into them. It's like, oh, we're going to give a shiur on the Aser Makos. No, that's like a Pesach thing to do. That's we can't do that right now. We can't give a shiur on Paro. It's we'll do that when we get to Pesach. But the point, I think, that we're saying, not just to give shiur on Shmos, Vayir, Bo, B'Shalach, and so on and so forth, but that the ideas of Pesach, in a way, are relevant, and it's crucial that they're relevant every single day of the year. Not that the ideas of Purim are not relevant every single day of the year, not that the themes of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkot and so on and so forth are not relevant every single day of the year. But what we're saying is that Pesach and Yetzias Mitzrayim in a way is the source of all of that. It's something that we cannot go a day without remembering, without recognizing. Purim, we could go a day without recognizing. Not the idea is less relevant every single day, but we don't need to specifically mention it every single day of our lives, even multiple times, according to Ben Zoma, every single day and every single night. But Yetzias Mitzrayim, which again, is not just a regular Tova, it's not just a miracle amongst a list of miracles, is the source of everything. It's the choosing of us as a nation, performing miracles to show that he was choosing us as a nation, and that ultimately that everything that comes from that, again, ties back to Yetzias Mitzrayim.